Among the many stories in the journals of explorer David Thompson are those of Sakamapi. As historian Michael Payne points out, Sakamapi was baffled by the spread of smallpox among the nations of southern Alberta, particularly the Piegan people.
What he says is that in Sakamapi's account, he talks about the fact that they came across an encampment of people that they referred to as Snake Indians, and they went into the encampment. Snake Indians were enemies of the Piegan at the time, and they went into this encampment and they discovered all these people either dead or dying. And as he put it, he said, "We had no sense that somebody could spread a disease from one person to another any more than one man could give another man his wound." So they took material from this camp and then left, and shortly afterwards they began to die.
At the time of the great smallpox epidemic of 1781-82, people still had little scientific knowledge about germs and the spread of disease.
Sakamapi told David Thompson, for example, about one man who went, and there was a large solitary pine tree in the area that people thought had great spiritual significance and so on. And so he went and he prayed to it for the recovery of himself and his family. He offered it sweetgrass, he offered it horses and other presents. But in the end, only he, one of his wives, and his son survived. And Sakamapi says that as soon as this man had recovered enough, he climbed the tree and he cut his top off, as Sakamapi said, out of revenge for not having saved his family.
Smallpox shook the faith of Aboriginal people and it undermined their culture. For among the dead were their elders, the storehouse of Aboriginal knowledge and wisdom.
But if you have a society that relies extensively on experience, oral tradition, the handing on of knowledge and wisdom and understanding to people who are young, I guess the equivalent would be if we had a disease that caused the closing of our universities or the destruction of our libraries. What you're talking about is an enormous loss of knowledge and understanding of the world.
On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.